Portland's own Grammy-nominated saxophonist Patrick Lamb is bringing his energetic brand of jazz to Sun River for Valentine's Day. The concert is part of the Sun River Music Festival's annual dinner and concert at the Great Hall. It promises to be a romantic night with some great jazz. I'm Kelly Blyer, and Patrick Lamb and his five-piece jazz band is the focus of this week's Heart of the Arts on Take 5. Patrick Lamb is originally from Mississippi, and his southern roots show in his music. His latest album is called Sweet Tea.
It's funky, it's soulful, it's indicative of my roots in Mississippi. That's the name, Sweet Tea. I'm originally from Jackson, Mississippi. And, you know, if you're from that area, then you know that sweet tea and, you know, some of the great southern food is really part of the culture down there, and so that's kind of where that name came from for the song.
Patrick moved to Portland nearly 30 years ago when his dad moved to Oregon for a teaching job. He helped introduce him to music.
Well, my dad indirectly encouraged me because he took care of the family, raised the family, and put himself through school at Delta State University in Mississippi, and then also he got his doctorate at the University of Texas. But during that time, he was playing honky-tonk the entire time, and he would drag me out to, you know, all these different, you know, engagements, you know, weddings and bar mitzvahs and honky-tonks. And through that, you know, I got exposed to a lot of music from Ray Charles to Phoebe Snow to Coltrane to Charlie Parker to, you know, all this great music, I think especially that exists in the culture in the South, a lot of blues.
Come on, everybody! Woo! Can I hear somebody scream?
Patrick is disturbed by the cuts in school music programs and does benefit concerts to help raise funds for such causes.
Well, you know, it starts, amazingly enough, in these beginning bands that are being cut and that people of, you know, different schools are not able to keep going because of financial reasons. But the beginning bands are, you know, where a lot of the professionals get their first introduction to musical instruments. And so that's a connection that's really missed, you know, Chris Bodie or myself or different artists. A lot of times, you know, won't get an introduction to an instrument unless they have those beginning band programs. So, you know, if you think pop music is bad today, wait another 10 years without, you know, beginning band in the schools. You know.
Patrick got his start touring with jazz great Diane Shore, and he was just in Bend performing with her recently during her concert at the Oxford Hotel.
You know, I've been living in Portland for quite some time, but really enjoyed touring with all the different artists over the last few years, with Diane Shore and Jeff Lorber and Gino Vannelli as of late. So it's always very interesting and a lot of fun touring, you know, going to Italy and Canada, and I go to Japan every year with different artists, so it's really a beautiful life.
The Valentine's dinner and concert is Tuesday, February 14th at 6 p.m. at the Great Hall at the Sun River Resort. Tickets are $75 per person, and that includes dinner, a glass of wine, concert, and dancing. Some of the money raised goes to support music programs offered through the Sun River Music Festival. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.